Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive. This time we're going to be looking at Joomla. And this deep dive is all about getting you up to speed on this powerful tool that lets you build a website without having to learn how to code.
Oh, very cool.
And a big shout out to our sponsor this week.
Yeah.
SafeServer. They are experts in software hosting and digital transformation. And you can find out more at www.safeserver.de.
It's amazing how many people I talk to who think building a website requires you to be like a coding whiz or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, tools like Joomla make it easier than ever.
Right. It's like wanting to build a house but not having to, you know, lay every single brick yourself. And so that's where a CMS or content management system comes in.
Right.
And Joomla is a really great one of those.
Absolutely. A CMS is basically a pre-built website structure with tons of customizable options. Think of it like this with Joomla. You get the foundation, you know, security, user management, content organization, all taken care of for you. And then you can focus on the fun part, designing your site and adding your own personal touch.
So what makes Joomla stand out from the crowd? There are a lot of CMSs out there.
Well, first off, it's completely free and open source.
Okay.
That means anyone can use it and even contribute to its development. It's kind of like a global community project, which is pretty cool.
And it's been around for a while, right? I mean, it's...
Since 2005.
Wow.
It powers millions of websites worldwide, from simple blogs to complex e-commerce sites.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty robust, you know?
Yeah.
Reliable.
Okay. I'm intrigued, but let's say I'm a complete beginner.
Sure.
How easy is it to actually get started with Joomla?
Well, imagine you're putting together a puzzle.
Okay.
Joomla gives you all the pieces, plus a helpful picture on the box to guide you.
Right.
You can start with a simple layout and then add different pieces like contact forms or image galleries or, you know, online shop features using extensions.
Extensions, what are those?
Think of them like apps for your website. Joomla has thousands of them. Many are free that let you add all sorts of cool features and, you know, customize the look and feel of your site.
So it's kind of like Legos.
Yeah.
You have the base structure, which is Joomla.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can add different blocks or extensions to make it unique.
Exactly. And if you ever get stuck, there's this huge supportive community of Joomla. Users and developers who are always happy to help.
Okay, that's starting to paint a clearer picture for me. But what about the technical stuff? Do I need to be a programmer to make all this work?
Not at all. You can easily download and install Joomla. On a web server, there's even services out there that'll do it for you for a small fee.
So no wrestling with code.
No, Joomla has a really user-friendly interface that lets you manage your content, install extensions, and customize your site without, you know, ever having to touch a line of code.
That's impressive. I'm starting to see why it's so popular.
Yeah, and here's another thing that's really cool. Remember how I said Joomla is open source?
Yeah.
That means it's constantly being improved and updated by developers all over the world.
So it's not going to become outdated anytime soon.
Exactly. And plus, there are regular security updates to, you know, keep your website safe and sound.
Okay. I'm definitely feeling more confident about exploring Joomla. It seems like a great option for someone like me who wants to create a website but isn't a tech expert.
You know, what's really exciting is that Joomla doesn't just let you create a website. Yeah. It empowers you to build a real online presence. You can connect with your audience, share your ideas, even, you know, build a business online.
I love that. It's like you're given a platform to share your voice with the world.
And with Joomla, flexibility, you can build anything you can imagine, you know, from a simple blog to a full-fledged e-commerce store.
Wow. It's amazing what you can do with a free and open source platform.
Absolutely. And I think that's what makes Joomla so special. It's a testament to the power of community and collaboration.
I'm sold. I can't wait to dive in and see what I can create with Joomla.
Well, before you do that, I think it's worth taking a closer look at some of the key features that make Joomla so powerful.
Okay, let's do it. What should we explore first?
Let's talk about templates. You mentioned customizing the look and feel of your site earlier, and that's where templates come in.
Okay, so if I'm picturing this right, a template is like the overall design of the website.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like choosing the blueprint for your house. You can pick a template that matches the style you're going for, whether it's, you know, sleek and modern or classic and elegant.
And are there a lot of different templates to choose from?
Thousands. There's free and paid templates available, so you're sure to find one that suits, you know, your needs and budget. And the great thing is you can switch templates later on if you want to, like, freshen up your site.
Oh, so you're telling me I can basically redesign my whole website with a few clicks?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
That's pretty cool.
And remember those extensions we talked about?
Uh-huh.
They work hand in hand with templates to give you even more customization options.
Okay, can you give me an example of how those two things would work together?
Let's say you have a photography website and you choose a template that's, you know, designed for showcasing images. You could then use an extension to create a slideshow of your work, or maybe add a feature that lets visitors buy prints directly from your site.
So the templates, like the basic layout and design and the extensions,
yeah,
add the specific functionality.
Precisely. It's a very modular system that lets you build a website that's perfectly tailored to your needs.
I'm starting to see how powerful this is, but what about things like SEO? Like making sure that my website shows up in search engine results. Is that something I need to work about with Joomla?
That's a great question. And Joomla is actually designed with SEO in mind. SEO stands for search engine optimization, and it's all about making sure your website is visible to people who are searching for, you know, the kind of content you offer.
Okay, so I don't need to be an SEO expert to make sure my website gets found.
Not necessarily. Joomla has built-in features that make it easy for search engines to understand and index your content. Of course, there's always things you can do to further optimize your site for SEO, and guess what? There are extensions for that too.
Seriously, is there anything Joomla can't do?
Well, it's not magic, but it offers a really impressive range of features and customization options, especially for a free and open source platform.
One thing I've always wondered about is managing content for a website. It just seems like that can get really complicated, especially if you have, you know, a lot of pages or articles. How does Joomla handle that?
Joomla has a really intuitive content management system. You can easily create, edit, and organize your articles, images, and other content using a simple interface.
So no messing around with code or, you know, complicated file structures or anything.
Yeah, else. It's all drag and drop, point and click. And you can even schedule content to be published at a later date, which is super handy if you're planning and, you know, a marketing campaign or just want to stay organized.
Okay, that definitely makes website management seem a lot less daunting.
And another great thing about Joomla is it's designed to be mobile friendly. That means your website will look great and function properly on any device, whether it's a computer, a tablet, or a smartphone.
Right, and that's essential these days when, you know, so many people browse the web on their phones.
Absolutely, and you don't have to do anything extra to make your Joomla site mobile friendly. It's all built in.
Wow, that's a huge time saver. So we've talked about templates, extensions, SEO, content management, and mobile friendliness. Is there anything else I should know before I dive into Joomla?
Well, there's always more to learn, but I think we've covered the essential basics.
Yeah, I feel like I've learned so much already. You definitely demystified Joomla for me.
I'm glad to hear that. Now, if you're ready to take the next step, I would suggest exploring the Joomla website and check out some of the resources they have available.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. But before I go down that rabbit hole, I am curious about one more thing. We've talked a lot about the technical aspects of Joomla. But what about the people behind it? You know, who are the people who are building and maintaining this incredible platform?
That's a great question, and I'm so glad you asked, because one of the most amazing things about Joomla is it's entirely volunteer-driven. There's no big corporation behind it, just a passionate community of developers, designers, and users from all over the world who contribute their time and expertise to make Joomla the best it can be.
Wow. So it's like a global collaboration project.
Exactly. And it's incredibly inspiring to see how people from all walks of life can come together and create something, you know, so powerful and impactful.
I love that it's a testament to the power of open source and the spirit of community.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing to think about, you know, that all of this power is coming from volunteers.
Yeah. It really speaks volumes about the dedication and the passion within the Joomla community. I mean, they truly believe in making a powerful tool accessible to everyone.
You know, hearing you talk about all of this makes me want to check out this community myself.
You definitely should. You know, there's forums, online groups, even like real life meetups where you can connect with other Joomla enthusiasts.
I bet you can learn a ton from interactions like that.
Oh, absolutely. It's a fantastic way to exchange tips, troubleshoot problems, and even collaborate on projects. I mean, you might even find yourself contributing to the Joomla project itself someday.
That would be pretty incredible to think that you could go from someone just learning about Joomla to someone who is shaping its future.
It happens all the time. That's the beauty of open source projects. They're constantly evolving thanks to the contributions of passionate individuals.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We talked about what Joomla is, its key features, how it works, and even the amazing community behind it.
Yeah, we've seen how it can be used to build anything from a simple blog to a complex e-commerce site, all without any coding experience required.
I feel like if I had to sum up Joomla, In one word, it would be empowering.
I think that's a perfect word for it. It really puts the power of web development in the hands of anyone with an idea they want to share with the world.
And, you know, knowing that it's constantly being improved and updated by a passionate community makes it feel like a really safe and future-proof choice.
Absolutely. You can be confident that you know your Joomla. Website will continue to evolve and adapt as technology changes.
So for our listener who might be feeling a bit overwhelmed by all this information, what would you say is the first step they should take if they're interested in exploring Joomla?
I would say just head over to the official Joomla website. They have tons of great resources for beginners, including tutorials, documentation, and even a demo site where you can play around with Joomla before, you know, committing to installing it.
And don't forget about the community forums.
Yeah.
If you get stuck or have any questions, there are tons of helpful folks there ready to lend a hand.
That's right. The Joomla community is one of his greatest assets.
Well, I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about today.
I hope we've inspired them to take the plunge and discover the amazing world of Joomla for themselves.
And before we forget, a huge thank you to SafeServer for supporting this episode.
Absolutely. If you are looking for reliable hosting and expert guidance on your digital transformation journey, be sure to check them out at www.safeserver.fi/sde.
All right, so that wraps up our deep dive into the world of Joomla.
Happy building, everyone.